Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the May 25th, 2022 Palm Beach County Transportation Disadvantaged Local Coordinating Board meeting. The Palm Beach TPA is conducting this meeting in both in-person and virtual form using the Zoom webinar platform. Instructions to join the meeting as well as contact information for assistance are provided in the published meeting agenda. I'm going to lead us in the pledge, and after the pledge, if you would please join me in a moment of silence for the victims and their families of the unspeakable tragedies that recently took place in Texas and in Buffalo. Thank you. Thank you. Staff, would you please call the roll so that we can establish quorum?
At this time, I am only asking those board members attending in person to respond by saying "here" when I call your name. I want to remind you to unmute your microphones by pushing the button on the base prior to responding. Alternates, please also state your name if you are attending on behalf of a board representative. Millery Snott, Vanessa Palomino, Wendang, Alyssa Kramer.
Here.
Marilisa Amador. Marie Dorsmond. Angela, thank you. Angela Choice.
Here.
Jody Boisvert. Robin Manuel. Marlene Ramnan. Laura Schultz.
Here.
Elizabeth Clark.
Here.
Robert Goodman is absent. James Bonfiglio.
Here.
Takesha Saffold.
Present.
Thank you. Chelsea Reed.
Here.
Both Private Transportation Industry and Workforce Development Board will be marked as absent for the remainder of the meeting.
Did we have anyone remote?
Yes, we do have a few modifications to the agenda of just folks participating, requesting to participate virtually. Vice Chair Takesha Saffold is asking to participate virtually due to her work schedule, Robin Manuel due to childcare needs at home, and Vanessa Palomino due to COVID. She was recently exposed.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry for everyone who's home. That's not as fun. So, and are there any other changes to the minutes?
There are no other changes.
Okay, thank you. If not, may I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
May I interrupt for a moment?
Yep.
You're talking about the last month's minutes, the February minutes?
Yes.
I noticed a correction in what was emailed to us. I was marked absent on multiple votes, and I was definitely present at the February meeting.
Thank you. We will make that amendment.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so may I have a motion to accept the meeting minutes with the changes to Laura's votes for being present after all, and then we'll send those to you, I'm assuming, for review as needed. Great.
Takesha, I would like to make a motion to accept with the changes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I move to adopt the minutes from the last meeting as amended.
Thank you. And then did I hear a second?
Second.
Takesha, second. Okay, great. Thank you very much. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right, let's keep moving on. Are there any changes to the workshop summary? We're going to go forward with that. If not, can I have a motion to receive and file the summary as presented?
So moved.
Mary Dorsmond, second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Hi. Any nays? No. Nope. Thank you. So moved. All right. Now we're going to move on to general public comments. The instructions have been provided to provide public comments. They're included in our agenda. And staff, do we have any general comments before we go forward? Have any been received?
None at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Moving right along. So comments from the chair and member comments. So hi, I'm Chelsea Reed. It's nice to meet everybody. I am the mayor of the city of Palm Beach Gardens, and I also have the pleasure of being the vice chair here at the TPA and working with this phenomenal staff. And I wanted to thank all of you for being here. I'm looking forward to working with you, and I've gotten quite a bit of information. I feel really excited to go forward. So I'm going to read my words here, but then I have a little bit I'm going to add at the end, if you'd be so. Let me do so. So at this time, I'd like to invite any board member comments on items that are not on the agenda. For board members who are participating remotely, please utilize the raise hand feature on your Zoom platform, and then remember to unmute your microphone once you are recognized. Do we have any raised hands?
Not currently.
Okay, good. Well, maybe we'll get some now. So because I'm relatively new to this position here with this board specifically, what I would like to do is, first of all, we'll talk a little bit more about Mayor Grant. I want to obviously thank him for all of his service on this board. He and I have talked extensively about your goals, what you guys were accomplishing together, and I look forward to continuing in his honor as well. But since I am new, I'd like to ask if everyone could just briefly go around and let me know your name and what you're here for. That would be lovely. And I'm going to start with Laura, since you already...
Hi, I am Laura Schultz. I work for the school district of Palm Beach County. I work in the Exceptional Student Education Department, supporting our students with curriculum and assessment, but as well with transition, which is how I first got started in this board, because I work supporting our students who are learning to ride the buses and PalmTran before they exit school so that they can have the most independent adulthood possible for them. So that's how I got started in this. And as a side note, my father was a traffic engineer. So I feel very at home in this discussion. And
that
welcome.
That is great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We always love a story too. Stories always make it better. All right. So Elizabeth Clark, would you mind introducing yourself?
Not at all. Hi, everyone. Elizabeth Clark. I am a program officer at Children's Services Council, Palm Beach County. This is my second meeting, so I'm also quite new to the role myself, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you. All right. So Lou, I think you should introduce yourself as well.
Okay. For the record, so I'm Lou Ferry. I'm the senior manager of PalmTran Connection. So for those that don't know who I am, so the little buses are PalmTran Connection. That's mostly how the TD folks get around, also get around on the fixed route side too. So I'm in charge of all the little buses. And I've been associated with this board for 20 years now, so in some way, shape, or form. So
thank you very much. I appreciate it. And over to my left, Angela Choice, if you could introduce yourself, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Angela Choice. I work with the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. I am the Veterans Claim Examiner Supervisor for the West Palm Beach area. So I've been with the department for 16 years now.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right. I'm over here now.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Marie Deussman. I'm a transit coordinator with the Florida Department of Transportation. I oversee the Section 5310 grant, which provides transportation for seniors and people with disabilities.
Wonderful, thank you. All right, Ms. Elisa Kramer, if you could introduce yourself, please.
Good afternoon and welcome. Elisa Kramer, I am the Community Development Administrator for the Department of Children and Families here in Palm Beach County. And as you all know, DCF is the state social services agency. So we cover adult protective services, child protective investigations, economic self-sufficiency, and substance abuse and mental health. And we are constantly looking for ways to partner to support our neighbors before a crisis arises, so that DCF can not be there, but be there to support when needed and help connect folks. So I'm glad to be able to serve on this board.
Thank you so much. Well, hello. If you'd be so kind as to introduce yourself. Oh yeah, microphone.
Okay. My name is Milo Isena. The community liaison for the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. It's a state agency as well. I've been with the agency since 2010. Individuals, they use PalmTran Connect all the time. We are always calling on Lou, so I'm happy to serve on the board to educate our families about the services that are there for them.
Thank you so much. It's good to see you. And sir, you are last to go, but certainly not
save the best for last, yeah. Right, Chelsea? Hi, everyone. My name is Jim Bonfiglio. I've lived in Palm Beach County since around 1977. I've been a practicing attorney in the county since 1979. I do mortgage foreclosure defense work. I represent people who can't afford to pay their mortgage, try to save the house. I've served as Ocean Ridge Planning and Zoning Chairman for about 15 years. I served on the Ocean Ridge Commission. I was former mayor, and I'm just trying to continue to contribute back to the community that's allowed me to make a very nice living for the past 40 some odd years. Why they have me as the representative for the elderly, since I'm only 39, I don't know. But anyway, I'm very glad to be here, and thank you very much for this opportunity to address everyone.
Thank you. And I'm honored to be all of, oh, and I have folks online. Thank you, Margie. All right. So Takesha Saffold, if you'd be so kind to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your involvement in the committee.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Takesha Saffold, and I work for Palm Beach State College as an accessibility academic advisor for students with disabilities. I'm also an ADA consultant for MV Transportation. I have been in various leadership roles. I currently serve as a board of director for the Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches. And I am a writer of our paratransit and fixed route. So overall, I am an advocate. And that's what I bring to this board, is my advocacy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And then we will finish off with Vanessa Palomino, please. Vanessa, are you there?
Vanessa, if you are calling in on your phone, if you hit star and then the number 6 to unmute, you should be able to do that. There she goes.
Hello?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Vanessa. I work for Area Agency on Aging, and I am remote on the call today because I have COVID. So,
oh no, so sorry. And do you want to? We appreciate you coming on despite how you might be feeling. Thank you so much. So, I want to thank everyone so much for telling me a little bit about you and why you're here. I'm going to make you do it again in a different way. So, we get to meet 4 times a year on this board. And I think in order to continue to collaborate and move forward together, what I would like to do is have everyone each meeting to have a few of us get up and talk about what we're doing with PalmTran, with transit in the area, and how your agencies, or if you're an individual, how you're working together with this board so that we can all gain knowledge every single time about the people that you're with at each table, not only for what we're going to accomplish here, but for what we can do even beyond here. So if that's okay with you, who'd like to volunteer for next meeting? Don't all put your hands up at once because I will volunteer you. Yeah, oh, yay, we've got one. Let's go for 2 or 3. Mallory, I'm looking right at you. Thank you, and I'll help you. And I'll thank you. Okay, Laura, that's great. Do you guys mind if I call you by your first names? Is that okay? All right, thank you guys so much. So next time, if you could be so kind, if you're going to present any slides or anything like that, we'd like to ask you to keep it to about 5 minutes so that we're not here for too long. I know we all have a lot going on, but I do think that will further our ability to work together. So thank you so much. So you can reach out to our amazing staff and they'll take care of you if you wanna do slides or if you just wanna come up and speak a few minutes, that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. We're going to be moving on to the liaison report. And I am very excited to invite Greg Gabriel to speak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Greg Gabriel. I'm serving as a new liaison for this board. And also I recently been promoted to the transit coordinator. I've been here with the TPA since 2018, and I'm glad to be here and serving you. And also we do have some new staff. The TPA welcomes Valentina Facus. She's in the room. So Valentina is the new planner one, and also we have Matthew Massa. He's interning with us, and Valentina holds a master's in urban planning, graduated from FAU, and she has a certificate in GIS. And Matthew is currently working on his master's in urban planning at FSU. The Community Transport for Transportation Disadvantaged Vision Summit. Staff attend this summit this week, the May 23rd and 24th. And also Mayor Reed was at the summit as well. And at that event, we introduced stakeholders to Florida Transportation Disadvantaged Program and explored issue impacting the future of coordinated public transportation to the TD population. And coming up, there is a CTD business meeting and training workshop that will be happening in Orlando. So it's two events. There's the meeting on the August 29th, and then the training workshop from the 30th to the 31st. And the link is provided on the screen for you. And that's my report, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much, Greg. Congratulations on your promotion, and welcome to Valentina and Matthew. We're so glad to have you guys on board. All right, we're going to move on to our action items. We're going to start with the vice chair, and I'm going to read a little bit of information here. So pursuant to section 2.3.C of the LCB bylaws, the LCB shall hold an organizational meeting each year for the purpose of electing a vice chair. The vice chair shall be elected by a majority vote of a quorum of the members in the LCB present and voting. Takesha Saffold is our current vice chair and is willing to serve in this capacity. Before I open the floor for nomination, staff, are there any public comments on this item?
No, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you. So now I would like to open the floor for nominations for the vice chair. Are there any nominations?
I think Takesha has done a wonderful job and we should nominate her again.
Thank you. Excellent. Do we need a second? Okay, great. Thank you. So let's close it out. Sounds like it's a done deal. Takesha, are you willing to serve again? It says here you are. Just love to hear it from you if you're still on the line.
Yes, I'm still here, and it would be more than a pleasure to continue to serve as vice chair, more especially up under your leadership. Thank you.
Oh, it'll be my pleasure entirely. We're going to have a good time. So I appreciate your service this past year and look forward to working with you. So we'll close it, and then we're going to do a roll call for the vote. Staff, would you assist me with the roll call, please?
Yes, ma'am. Mallory Sinnott. Vanessa, again, if you need to unmute, and it looks like you are unmuted, I'll let you go ahead.
Yes.
Thank you. Wen Deng is absent. Alyssa Kramer?
Yes.
Thank you. Marilisa Amador is absent. Marie Dorsmond?
Yes.
Angela Choice?
Yes.
Jody Boisvert is absent. Robin Manuel is absent. Merlene Ramnan, absent. Laura Schultz?
Yes.
Elizabeth Clark?
Yes.
Robert Goodman is absent. James Bonfiglio?
Yes.
Takesha Saffold?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I need to circle back for Jerome Hill?
Yes.
And Chair Reed?
Yes. All right, thank you. So hearing no further discussion, you get the motion. I'm sorry. All in favor, say aye. We did that. Great. Nay. Done. Congratulations. You are vice chair again. We're glad to have you on board. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your service. Next, we're going to move on to our CTD trip and equipment rate model for 2022 to 23. I'd like to invite Jeremy Baker, our PalmTran Director of Administrative Service, to please present this item. Oh, wait, did I skip one? I skipped one. My mistake. Sorry, Lou. I've been talking to Lou so much the last week or two. He probably wants me to give him a breather. My apologies. So we're going to move forward to the Community Transportation Coordinator Memorandum of Agreement designating Palm Beach County as the CTC for the next 5 years. So I'd like to invite Lou Ferry, the Palm Trans Senior Manager of Paratransit, to present this item. Thank you, Lou. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Thank you very much. So the Community Transportation Coordinator, CTC, is the acronym for those that don't know, and this Memorandum of Agreement. So each for every 5 years, the Commission for Transportation Disadvantage, they actually, let me see if the next slide. Okay, that's the timeline. So every 5 years, they commission designates a CTC in each county or area. And Palm Beach County, through the Board of County Commissioners, through PalmTran, has been the CTC here in Palm Beach County since 1999, 2000. So we've been the CTC since then. So what we did is we actually brought it to this board back in February. So you guys actually recommended PalmTran or Palm Beach County to remain the CTC. And then in March, we brought it to the Board of County Commissioners, who then affirmed, yes, their desire to continue that to be the CTC. And then in April, the TPA Governing Board also said that, okay, we'll keep PalmTran or Palm Beach County as the CTC. All these different steps, it's just something we have to do. And then just yesterday, the TPA staff presented the MOA at the Commission for Transportation Disadvantaged Business meeting that Greg was talking about. And they also approved it. And now today we're at the 25th. So we need to ask this board to, again, the LCB will sign this and you guys just have to go on record to approve it to move on as a CTC. Now the CTC is the Community Transportation Coordinator, which means that in Palm Beach County, we accept the trip and equipment grant, which means we can pay for TD trips, transportation disadvantaged trips, either through the fixed route mode, through paratransit, which is PalmTran connection. And we can also coordinate other transportation underneath that. So if there's nonprofits doing work, we can count that. And we're in charge of trying to coordinate that transportation through the 5310 program that Marie does. We have a little bit of a weird thing, and I'll just say that in Palm Beach County. So normally the way it works is the 5310 program is, and Marie hopefully will present on that again. I know she did it before, so she did do a presentation to the board, so she'll have to do it again. But the 5310 program, and Marie, if I say anything wrong, stop me, but it's an awesome program in that those that are have a nonprofit organization that serve the transportation disadvantaged, either seniors or the disabled or transportation disadvantaged, they can actually get a vehicle. So they can buy, let's say, a cutaway vehicle worth $100,000, and it's an 80-10-10 program. So they're only going to pay 10% of that. Okay, FDOT pays 80% of it. 10% is from the state. Yep, 10% is from the state.
Federal will cover 80% and the state 10%. And right. The agency will come up with 10% local.
Now with that, it doesn't mean they're just going to give you a free vehicle. You also have to follow a lot of rules and make sure you're compliant in many, many ways. But it's a really cool program. And what really what they want to do is those that, let's say, like a Siegel Industries or the ARC or Volan Center, you know, some of these nonprofits that can take care of their customers a little bit better than us just because they know them. They can take them to the doctor. They can take them to recreation, but they can also take them to their own center to then use the services at that center. So now the interesting thing here in Palm Beach County is due to Palm Beach County and the way that we do things here, we've had in the past upwards of 30 different coordinated contracts. And the problem we had was when our service coordinators, where Lena Aragon is in charge of them for PalmTran, when they went out and did the inspections each year, we found some deficiencies. Sometimes maybe they wouldn't have the drug and alcohol, the right way, or they wouldn't be maintaining the vehicles the right way. And there was just a problem with how are we going to make sure they don't put that vehicle out again, but we don't have the authority to do that. So Palm Beach County and the attorneys at Palm Beach County for the county are just a little hesitant in going into agreements where if we find deficiencies, it's hard for us to then make sure they don't. So I plan on this year, because the MOA is coming again, I'm going to talk to Marie. In the past, we've tried to figure out not the standard coordinated contract that usually goes within the state. We were actually going to work on our own agreement where we can still, so it's a advantageous for us to have these coordinated contracts because we can report their trips. So Mae Volan, you know, has 200,000 trips in a year. We can report that to the TD Commission and draw down more funding. This time we don't have any coordinated contracts, so we can't do that. But we could do an agreement in a different way where FDOT does hold that power over them, where we could still do that. And we are kind of a gatekeeper of it. So we're going to bring that back up. I know I went off track here, but it is part of the MOA that says we can and should do coordinated contracts. So we're going to be looking into that again. So I know I went off on there, but again, I'm trying to look at this as an opportunity to also educate you guys on things you might not know. So so at this time, we would like you to vote on the designation of us as a CTC in the memorandum of agreement, and this will be in effect for another 5 years. And then after that, we're going to take it to the BCC again, the Board of County Commissioners. Well, actually, you're going to sign it after the meeting. Then we're going to take it to the Board of County Commissioners to ratify it, and then we get final signature, and then it's done and over with. It starts according to the state fiscal year, which is July 1st. Okay, so.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for the extra information. I knowledge is power. All right. So staff, are there any public comments on this item, please?
No, Madam Chair, but I did want to let you know that Rob Emanuel has joined us on the line virtually.
Lovely. And then we also have Mr. Jerome Hill, by the way. Hi, I'm Chelsea. Nice to meet you. Good. Thank you. All right. And so I'd like to invite our board to speak on this. If you'd like to lift up your card or just let me know if you have any comments. Go ahead.
I move that we approve the CTC MOA designating Palm Beach County as the CTC for the next 5 years.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
So seconded.
Second. Okay, great. So any further discussion? Nope. We need a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, moving on. That motion passes. Thank you very much for your presentation. All right, now I jumped ahead earlier, I apologize. The CTD trip and equipment rate model for 2022 to 23. I'd like to invite Jeremy Baker, the PalmTran Director of Administrative Services, to please present this item. Hello.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, board members. Just before I get started, one piece of paperwork duty, because I am responsible for a lot of the paperwork at PalmTran. Lou has a lovely stack of papers for you to sign now that you've approved the MOA. We didn't do a great job at that last year and thus had to chase down the chair. So we'd like to make sure you sign them before you leave.
I'm not going anywhere.
Because as lovely noted. As Palm Beach Gardens is, I'd prefer to not have to drive up there.
You're going to have to come for a visit then.
I work in Delray. And
okay. Understood.
It's a long drive.
My pleasure.
So I'm here to present our 2022 rate model for the Transportation Disadvantage Program. I wanted to start with a little bit of a background on this, just for those that aren't familiar. The program was established by the state's Commission for Transportation Disadvantage to provide opportunities for transportation disadvantaged citizens to obtain access to transportation for daily living needs when they are not sponsored for that need by any other available federal, state, or local funding sources. Other sponsors for these types of trips might be Medicaid or the Department of Senior Services. Palm Beach County provides transportation disadvantaged trips through two different methods. One is through our paratransit service, PalmTran Connection, and then we also offer discounted bus passes to be used on our fixed route system. Annually, we're required to come to take to the Commission for Transportation Disadvantage a newly calculated rate based on the current financial information of PalmTran and our budget. This rate has to be approved by you, the local coordinating board. Reimbursement rates that are for use with the TD grant program are established, as I said, based on our budgeted expenses, which after we remove our revenues, and then it's just divided by the number of trips that we estimate to provide. So it's really one great big math problem. And all of that is directed by the instructions from the Commission for Transportation Disadvantage. So there's not a whole lot of ability for us to wiggle around in these things. In the past, we've provided trips far in excess to the number necessary to draw down all of the grant awards that we receive. Our intention is to continue to provide trips in that manner per the direction of our Board of County Commissioners. So the changes in these rates will not positively or negatively impact the number of trips that we provide. We will continue to provide this type of transportation to all the eligible clients at the level that they need it. So we're into the fun part here. So this chart last year, it was a little bit shorter. We just showed 2 years. This year I wanted to show 2020, which was kind of what our trip rate was before COVID hit, because we had done that rate in advance. Then we had to come back last year in 2021. We provided a trip rate. It was exceptionally high, which is why there's a 2021 revised rate, and then now our 2022 rate. So just as a refresher, part of the reason our 2021 rate was so high was not because our expenses changed, but we had a large number of trips that went away because of COVID. So our expenses stayed basically the same, which is the math problem, but the number of trips reduced. So again, math problem, that's just how it worked out. Unfortunately, the Commission for Transportation Disadvantage did not like our math. So they asked us to revisit it, which is why we came back to you last year with a revised rate. And again, even with those rates changing the way they did, it did not negatively impact the trips that we provided under this program. So getting to this year, our proposed rates are $39.91 for a 2022 ambulatory trip and $68.41 for a non-ambulatory trip. That's a 6.4% decrease over the previous year. Again, going over some of our major points here is that our expenses stayed relatively stable at approximately $44 million, but the number of trips increased significantly. And that is why the overall cost per trip decreased. Again, as we go through this process, the trips may end up having to be, or I'm sorry, the rates may need to be adjusted mid-year if the number of trips that we're expecting aren't coming to fruition. But based on all the information we have now, we do expect that these are going to be the rates that we keep. We anticipate that with these rates, we will far exceed the grant funding available to us. But again, we will not stop providing those trips when the grant funding runs out. I'm here to answer any questions that anyone might have with regards to this rate.
Thank you. Well done. Good math. So staff, do we have any public comments on this item?
Not at this time, Madam Chair.
Okay, lovely. So I'd like to invite our board to comment, or if you have any questions, please.
Hi. This is, for the record, Jim Bonfiglio. You mentioned that if you run out of funding, you're still going to provide the trips. Who provides the funds when you run out of the funding?
The Board of County Commissioners.
Comes out of county coffers, general revenue?
Correct.
Okay. And would you be coming back to us for approval of a change in rate in the middle of the fiscal year?
We are only able to change the rate if it's approved by the LCB.
Okay.
At this time, I do not, again, knock on wood, short of something exceptional happening, do not see us coming back for a mid-year adjustment.
Okay. Do you anticipate, I guess what happened is COVID and you had less rides per...
Correct.
And so are you anticipating an uptick in the rides for this fiscal year?
So I'm going to defer to Mr. Ferry to answer that question. And the short answer is yes.
How do you arrive at that new assumption, that new figure?
So since the pandemic, since things opened up, you could even say, I'll go backwards a little bit too. During the pandemic, we continued to pay our operators. We tried to keep the drivers out there. We still had trips to provide, medical trips, employment trips, things like that. So as the pandemic, of course, it's not going away, as the impact went away, when things started opening, our ridership started coming back. And our ridership continues to come back, whether it be more seniors are riding again, school trips, things like that. So we have proposed that our trips are going to continue to go up. We're not at the 5,000 trips a day before the pandemic scheduled trips. We're probably at about 35 to 3,700 trips right now. So we just see it keep going up. Just to add, so you guys understand these rates, I spoke at the summit the other day. So what these rates are they don't mean much as far as providing service, because as Jeremy said, we're providing the service to anyone that needs it in Palm Beach County. So if anyone in Palm Beach County is transportation disadvantaged, they're getting a trip. Now, what this means as far as financially, which is Jeremy's thing, is we get this trip and equipment grant. We get a grant to provide the service. We are actually, to accept that grant, we are to match that grant by 10%. Let's say the grant is about $3.1 million. So again, 10% of that, you know, $300,000 or so. We are matching it by close to, I think we said, what, $1.8 million. And then additionally, we match it to cover the fixed route bus passes as well, but we sometimes don't count that in that. No matter what, the TD Commission is giving us 1/12 of the 3.1, no matter what. Every month they give us 1/12. These rates just mean we're buying trips for this amount of money off that grant. But if we provide, let's say with this rate, we can buy 2,000 trips. And again, these are just numbers I'm throwing out for you to understand. But we provide 10,000 trips. We're only buying 2,000 trips no matter what. And we can only report 2,000 trips on the invoice for the TD Commission. So that's how they allocate that $3 million. What are we doing in our county? How many trips are we providing? How many miles are we going? What's the distance? You know, how big our county is, the square mileage and things like that. So one of the things I brought up was, unfortunately, the way that the rates are written, the way that the annual operating report for the transportation disadvantage is also conducted, it doesn't weigh the fact that an urban county like us is different than a rural county. They're trying to look at everyone the same, but we're not the same. And in fact, I brought up on Monday that we are in fact an urban and a rural, if you really think about it, because we're urban and then out west is pretty much as rural as you can get, right? So Monday they did say they're going to try and look at these things again, because they haven't changed this in maybe 15 years, this rate model. I told the commission on Monday that I didn't feel good about proposing those 2021 rates, because those are the rates we're supposed to do this, and we're supposed to show the real costs. Those were the real costs. But they said, if you charge back the rates for this, you're going to buy less trips. If you buy less trips, we're going to give you less money. We're still going to provide the trips, so it doesn't make any sense. So Jeremy had to go back, sharpen his pencil, use some more math, and get those revised rates. So no matter what, we're getting the 1/12, and we're going to provide the trips. And as our chair, our mayor saw on Monday, we are very fortunate to be here in Palm Beach County, because we have such a supportive Board of County Commissioners, County Administration, that they truly want to make sure everyone has a trip here in Palm Beach County. Now, someone that came up after me was from a smaller county, Hendry County, you know, out there, where they don't have funding. They, you know, they provide as many trips in a day as we do in like an hour, you know? So they don't really agree with this. They, you know, their thought process on things are much different. And I made the joke that I'm tired of having these two gangs fight each other like the Jets and the Sharks. So it's not how it should be. You know, we should all try and get together and figure this out. The proposal that we're trying to push on our end, and these are the type of things that we should probably be talking about as the LCB, because I've seen in the past throughout the years that I've been here, if we all agree to something that could help us, and but also help the TD Commission, we could actually put a letter together, you know, through the chair and say, you know, we've had discussions, and, you know, instead of a trip and equipment grant, what if it was a block grant? They give us the money and we do whatever we want, and then we can still service everyone. But these rate models, you know, it just doesn't sit well with me that this is not the true cost. So, and I went off there again, but again, I'd rather you guys understand what's going on with these rates. And this is one of the things where it becomes something that's just, I don't want these things to be just a formality to you guys. I want you guys to think about things. I want you to try and have some input. And so thank you for your questions. So, because in the past, it's also sometimes been, oh, it's a rate model. Yes, you know, and not saying recently, like in the past. And I don't want that. We want to have a conversation, because we're here to try and improve what's going on in the county. So thank you. I'll stop talking.
Are any of the funds dependent on the one-shot COVID funding? that we got from the federal government, or is it a steady source of funding?
As steady as anything in the state is ever. So the funding for this program comes through a state trust fund. And so it is fairly stable in that regard. There was no COVID-related funds that I know of that were added to this this trust fund that would have increased and would go away.
Now, as Mr. Ferry pointed out, we are both a rural and an urban county. So my guess is that there's a significant difference per ride from in the west part of the county and, you know, the rural section as opposed to the eastern part of the county. How is that reconciled in your proposed rates for both ambulatory and non-ambulatory services?
So actually here in Palm Beach County, every trip is looked at exactly the same. We have a 63-mile trip. It's a work trip. It's a TD trip, transportation disadvantage trip, from Pahokee to Boca. That person works. It's $3.50 for that person to travel, and it's treated the same way as a trip around the corner here from here to Rosemary Square. It doesn't matter. So it's all from the same pot. And I think in addition to what you had asked, the additional money that we get is ad valorem tax money from the Board of County Commissioners.
So, I mean,
that's what really funds this program, the ad valorem money for the funding that comes from the Board of County Commissioners. Most of Palmtrain Connections budget, and we can get into that further if you want some other time, but most of our budget on the connection side is ad valorem, county ad valorem.
More generally, most of Palmtrain's budget is through ad valorem or ad valorem equivalent funding.
So the bottom line is that, you know, that there's not going to be any differential between users from the western county, for example. You know, hey, you've used your limit of rides, we can't give you any more rides. It's all going to do you understand my question?
Yes. Interestingly enough, you as this board, you have the ability to put trip limits, you have the ability to put trip priorities through our transportation disadvantaged service plan that we brought it last meeting. You guys have the ability to set those priorities due to funding limits. So if we got to the point where it's, you know, that funding was in question, you as a board, we would come to you as a board and recommend us enact those trip priorities where we had them defined. It's medical trips, employment, nutrition, and, you know, recreation trips is all the way on the bottom. So you could say, we're only going to do the first three. And then, you know, Jeremy does his math and says, we're only providing 42 TD trips a day, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then whoever books those trips, those 42, they get trips. Everyone else is denied a trip. So in the transportation disadvantage, you can deny trips and put trip limits and put all these. When we talk about the 80% of the work we do, which is called ADA work, you cannot deny any trips with ADA.
Have we ever put a limit on the trips? And if so, have we ever reached the limit?
So that is an interesting question. And I will tell you that in 2008, we voted to take away the last thing called recreation. And because it just, the program, I think at that time we were overmatching it by close to $4 million. And we just took that one thing called recreation. The Board of County Commissioners agreed with it. This board agreed with it. When it went into effect and people started yelling and screaming, within 2.5 weeks, it went back. So they found the funding. And we provided it. So
in other words, as soon as the voters started calling and complaining, they found the money.
When people call the commissioners, we have a very vocal group of advocates we that are very impactful, I have to say. And when they said, now I can't go visit my mom, or I can't go here, I can't go there, and I'm used to doing this, you're affecting my life, it was put back. They found the funding for it. Now, as I told them on Monday as well, because the Board of County, the TD board, there was someone from FDOT, Liz Stutz, who's up there in FDOT, who said that's unfortunate that Palm Beach County has to overmatch so much to provide these services. I also said, we don't have an unlimited amount of money here. What that means is maybe parks and recreations don't get another park. Or maybe the library doesn't get a new wing, or, you know, there's tough decisions that are made within the county. There's not just an unlimited amount of money. So We are treated well as far as transportation in the county. We are, and I said this last week too, so Jeremy, you can go through this, but you know, there's the sheriff's budget, which the sheriff's budget is a sheriff's budget. Then there's the fire department, right? So they're, but they're-
they have their own millage.
They have their own millage. And really the third is pretty much Pontrain. And that's the choice of the Board of County Commissioners to fund us in that way. But as far as the county departments, when you look at the departments, Pontrain is that high up. So transportation is taken very seriously in this county, and we're fortunate to have it that way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anything else, Mr. Bonfiglio? All set?
No, that's all I can think of right now.
No, that was those were great questions. Those were great questions. Anybody else have a question, comment, or otherwise? Anyone online have anything? No, we're the fact that the county is helps us as much as it does is extraordinary. And I was able to really see that the other day compared to our folks a little bit further north that don't have that in different counties that are doing it on their own. And I love that we have involved advocates that keep our county commissioners educated. That's great. Just I have one quick question, and it's more of just so that it's shared. Can you tell me a little bit about our ridership for TD and ADA, like the top three? You mentioned like recreations all the way down here. So what are our top three?
Luke, could you please turn on your microphone? Thank you.
I didn't want you to hear the shuffle.
So it sounds like a lot of it's usually for dialysis, right? Is that the number one medical in general?
Yeah, our 26% is actually 26% is employment, 18% education, 13% medical, 11% is life sustaining. As far as TD, it looks like education is actually number one, employment is number two, and medical is number three, life sustaining is four, then there's the recreational part, and then adult daycare. So that's kind of the rank of our trips. Now, again, we have three different distinct programs at Pontrain Connection. We have the ADA program, TD, Transportation Advantage, and then Division of Senior Services. The Division of Senior Services is for meal sites approved. It's county meal sites. So, and ADA is about 80% of our work. And then TD is about maybe 12 to 15% of our work. And then DAS is about 5%.
Can't be indulged without my microphone. I would, if we could have the opportunity to have you guys come back and share those slides with us and data, that would be great. And then also to come back and have both Lou and Jeremy discuss the opportunities that could be out there, like a block grant, other things that our board could be considering to maybe just think a little bit further outside of the box than we already do.
I would say that I am quite in favor of a block grant. We do receive one from the state for operating support for our public transportation system. And for us, it works very well.
What's the difference? Can you just tell them the difference? Quickly, so, I guess, try to.
We could bring class. You back too. I mean, because we do want to
this block, today. Okay, block grants, we'll bring that back.
Yeah, I want to make sure everyone gets out on sentence. Time.
Block grants, just here's a bulk of money, use it to do good and tell us the good that you did. Something like the TD program, we have to send them a bill each month that says, list out everybody that you transported and then charge us this amount per person. So administratively, it's easier. From an audit standpoint, it's easier. But again, that's for us. And I'm sure whatever event that you went to where you had the opportunity to speak to other agencies offering the same service, part of the Jets and Sharks fight is that what works for us may not work very well for some of the other communities. And that's where there's always the disconnect as to what the right thing to do for all 67 counties in the state is.
Understood. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Oh, yes. Okay.
So you're putting all this together for, I assume, the next county commission budget?
So this is actually completely separate from the county's budget process. So we've already done our budget. We projected what paratransit was going to need in total. That's been submitted. It's going through the vetting process. There'll be a board workshop in June, another in July. Then, like I'm sure all of you, it'll be approved in September, and it'll go in effect October 1st. And they're providing all of that funding. The one assumption in that budget is we're going to get this amount of money from this TD program. Were something to happen and we get more money or less money from this program, then we would go back to the board and seek direction from them at that time. Obviously, if we get more funding, then it just reduces the amount of ad valorem support we need. If we somehow manage to get less funding from this grant, we would go back and we'd either have to find some way to trim our budget or we'd have to request additional funding from them. Again, kind of as Lou said, our board has been very generous in this respect. And we've either found any kind of those cuts within our budget itself, or the board has been able to provide that additional funding so that we didn't have to come back to you and say, okay, which person do you want us to not provide a trip for? Because it's not a position that PalmTran wants to be put in. And I don't think anybody else would like that either. So we've been fortunate to not have to make those kind of decisions thus far.
So your budgeting is separate and apart from the overall county commission budget for the fiscal year that I guess it ends, what, July? Is that what you're saying?
No. So this is just part of PalmTran's overall $120 million operating budget.
I get that. But at some point in time, the county commission says, we're going to give you X amount of dollars, right?
Correct.
Doesn't that go through their budgeting process? Don't you have to present numbers to the county commission and they say, okay, we approve those dollar amounts and that's in our budget starting fiscal year beginning, what is it, July?
October 1.
Ours is October 1.
Yes.
States is July.
But yes, you are correct. So we put forward our budget and it's comprehensive amongst everything. Not just, you know, the revenue we receive from this grant is one component of our revenue that offsets our total expense for providing paratransit trips.
So you essentially write your own checks as independent from the county, right? Is that what I'm hearing too?
No, we go through the county.
I get it. You get one big check from the county though, and then you write your own checks.
No,
to the various providers.
We act as if it's a county department. So
I
we go
you.
Through the okay. same process. I know there's a little bit of disconnect, and it might be something that we can talk about offline if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But it's. And I know I'm having a hard time kind of explaining the whole process to you. And it's tough coming out of the budget office and the way that kind of my mind works through that stuff.
I don't want to interrupt you. I think what we could probably do is bring it back for a further discussion another day and get a further presentation like we talked about with a little bit more of the funding and funding mechanism, ridership, and possible opportunities. So I'll ask our staff to follow up with you so that we can do that next couple of meetings. And that would be, is that all right?
Yeah, I'd like to get a better handle on the budgeting process.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah, it is, because, I mean, budget is policy.
That's what we're here for. All right, great. Anything else you want to add in before we move on?
So you just have to approve it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
okay, great. Okay, any other comments? Wonderful. All right, so I'm seeking a motion to approve the 2022 to 2023 CDT trip and equipment rate model. May I have a motion, please?
I move to approve the CTD trip and equipment rate model 2022-2023 as set forth in action item 2C in our agenda.
Excellent. May I have a second, please?
I'll second that, Jerome Hill.
All right. Thank you. Seconded by Jerome Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. We really appreciate it. Don't go anywhere, Lou. I think we're still going here. All right. So with that, we're going to move on to our information items. We have a CTC update. I'd like to once again thank you, Lou. We'd like to invite you again, the PalmTran Senior Paratransit Manager, to present this item.
All right. Thank you very much. So at each meeting, I try and give a little update of what's going on in with PalmTran and PalmTran Connection to kind of give you an overview, a quick overview of what's going on. So service, as far as what's going on for PalmTran, a service, both fixed route and connection are experiencing challenges with driver shortages. So I can't really express in words how bad it is. It's really, I can give you numbers, and numbers is the fixed route is down about 36 operators, which is causing some problems with our fixed route service, where we had to redline routes, which means we couldn't provide service. So there's some routes that, like, the Route 10 that serves actually Jupiter and Palm Beach Gardens. And at times we had to cut one of the routes where it became, instead of an hour in between routes, it was 2 hours, just because we didn't have any drivers. On the paratransit side for Palm Train Connection, it's even more dire. So for those of you who don't know, we actually contract the work out. When the rubber hits the road, we have two vendors, MV Transit and First Transit. They're the ones that hire the drivers, mechanics, and they provide a well-trained driver behind a vehicle. We provide well-maintained vehicle that they maintain. We have gotten numbers right now that we're down about 120 drivers. So 120 drivers were down. In April, we actually raised the starting rate from what would have been about $13 to now $15.50. It doesn't sound like a lot, but in the industry, that's a lot. That is a lot. So $15.50 in April, we've seen a slight uptick in those that are actually interested in working. However, we had a big conversation at that at the summit on Monday. One of the biggest problems we have here in Palm Beach County, I think everywhere, is they have to pass a level two background check and a drug test. And once they reach that part, they tend not to pass those sometimes. So an interested class of 30 turns into 5 that actually go through the training and possibly start working. And then the other thing is it's not an easy job. It's not an easy job. On the fixed route side, they actually have to have a CDL. On the Palm Train Connection side, you don't need the CDL. Okay, so you can just have your driver's license. So that's really hurting us. It's leading to reduced customer satisfaction, especially on the Palm Train Connection side, where our goal is 90% on time. And we're probably today at 65% maybe on time, which is not where we want to be. It's not what we want to do. But again, the difficult decisions would be, we're going to put trip priorities. We're going to try and cut service, and we're not going to do things. Right now, we're trying to work with our customers to tell them, you know, if you have an appointment at 10 a.m., try and, you know, schedule your service to get there at 9:30 so that if we're late, we can get you there. So we're trying to work with our customers. And there's a lot of complaints, but there's also a lot of commendations as well. I mean, they really appreciate that what we're trying to do, but we're a victim of circumstance right now. Also, one of the big things is the connection request for proposal. So it was released on January 12th, 2022. What that means is we're actually looking for two more vendors. The contract with First Transit and MV ended in January, but we extended it. And then now we extended it again. So we're waiting for this RFP to come out to look for two new vendors to do service for 5 years with 2 2-year renewals. Jeremy hopefully can close his ears now, but this could be the largest procurement in Palm Beach County history. It could be upwards to $500 million to do this. That's how much this costs. And it's mostly labor, and it's pretty amazing. So we're about to release the next RFP again, possibly next week. And then we'll go through the process to try and pick a new vendor. So that's pretty big for us. Anybody have any questions about that before I move on? You guys good? Okay. This is just, it's a little hard, possibly a little hard for you to see, but it's just, you can look at it later. It's just our dashboard, connection dashboard. It just shows we have a performance management organizational part of Palm Tran where we're constantly looking at how we're performing, whether it be preventable collisions, non-preventable accidents, riders per revenue hour, on-time performance, customer commendations, customer concerns, our hold times, things like that. This just shows that for March, because when I had to submit this, we didn't have April's numbers yet to include in the dashboard. But we are in the green in 4 of the areas. We're in the red, meaning we're not where we want to be in 2 of them, 3 of them. And then we're right in the middle of that target for a couple as well. So so as you could see there, if you look at October, on-time performance is always an important thing to us. Obviously, safety is extremely important, but the on-time performance you could see in October, we had it at about 75.6, and it just went down 74, then 75, then 74, and we're at 64 and 67 again. So it's not where we want to be. We want to be at 90%. You do see riders per revenue hour kind of goes up. So that means we're just putting more people on the bus because we don't have anywhere else to put them, because drivers are calling out. So that's kind of a snapshot of what's going on. I don't know if anyone has any questions now, or we can, you know, but this is the April numbers. So it just shows that we provided 65,000 trips Our average weekday ridership was 2,687. That is the, so we provide the second most paratransit trips in all of Florida, just to give you guys an understanding of that. First is obviously Miami-Dade, who we can't really compare us to Miami-Dade. That's one of the largest in the whole country. But we that's how many paratransit trips we provide. Our productivity is a little higher. Service miles, we provide over 850,000 service miles. That means we traverse the county 850,000 miles. Before the pandemic, we were averaging 1 million miles a month. That's how our county is big. So the raw complaints were 308. Average call hold time is 257, which is pretty good. So calls answered was about over 40,000 calls. So those are just some of the numbers to show you what's going on in a snapshot of Palm Train Connection. So something cool is Go Glades. So I wanted to highlight this because this is kind of neat. So the Go Glades service is a service dedicated just to the Glades region. Okay. Now, before the pandemic, the Glades service was actually a deviated route system, which means it rode along a route like a fixed route, but was able to go 3/4 mile off, pick someone up, come back to that route. Problem was, we found that a lot of people up in Pohokee wanted to come down the South Bay. Well, they didn't connect because we had 4 different routes. So through the pandemic, we actually changed it from that deviated route system to a dial-a-ride. Dial-a-ride means that someone can make a phone call and get in the Glades area, just staying in the Glades area. They can get a phone call and they have what's called mobility on demand, which is we can get a bus to them and we'll take them from their curb to the curb where they want to go. So right now the Glades area is getting the best service in Palm Beach County for transportation, which is awesome because they deserve it because they normally are forgotten. Well, this time they're not. So in February, we actually, before that, we also procured a software. So they have mobility on demand software, which it's kind of small, but you could possibly see it on the right. So there's an app, kind of like an Uber and Lyft type app. They can request a trip on the app. There's solutions and that trip can be ready in 7 minutes and just come pick them up. So it's really, really cool. They can also call into our call center and we have dispatchers that help out with that. Now, this is the only mode that actually increased in ridership during the pandemic. And it's continuously going up. Actually, the highest monthly ridership since the start in December 2018 was a record of over 8,000 for April. So Glades has become quite a success story for us. So it's kind of cool. All right, next slide. This is something that this board has asked for, just to kind of dig down and show you what's going on just with the transportation disadvantage trips. So for February, we provided 8,774 trips or riders with 9 raw complaints that two of them were valid. In March, there were 9,430 riders and trips and 11 raw complaints with 5 valid. And in April, 9,295 with 15 raw complaints and 4 valid. Now, those valid complaints, we had 3 that was a late pickup, 2 were improper drop-offs, which means they might have gone to the wrong side of the building or dropped someone off at the wrong side. Other is, you know, it could be anything really. Discourteous, late drop-off, damaged property, which means we probably backed into a mailbox. That happens often. And unsafe, meaning, you know, maybe the driver was driving over the speed limit or something like that. So that's kind of a snapshot of the TD. And I think that's it. So does anyone have any questions? I didn't want to make it a real long one this time because we had some other things to talk about.
Do we have any public comments?
No, Madam Chair.
All right, continue. Anyone else? Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, so we're going to move on to our partner agency updates. Do we have any agencies that would like to provide an update beyond what we've just received? Nope. Nobody? All right, that was a lot. Very informative, and we look forward to more. Thank you. So we're going to move on to just a few administrative items. The next meeting is on August 24th or 5th?
25th.
Thank you, 2022. And the next board meeting is going to be on May 25th. But before I go, I do want to thank you guys all for coming here today. It's important to show up so we can establish quorum and pass the important things that we passed today so that you can bring things forward to the county commission and otherwise. So I appreciate your time and your service, and thank you for welcoming me. And I believe with that, we are adjourned.